A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Then, to what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking wine, and you said, he is possessed by a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is vindicated by all her children. The Gospel of the Lord. In today's passage from Luke, Jesus is rebuking the scribes and Pharisees and all those who will not listen to God's messengers, whether he be John the Baptist or Jesus himself. Jesus tells us a story of spoiled, bad-tempered children who are never pleased with anything. He even seems to invoke a popular saying to illustrate this generation's insincerity and lack of religious authenticity. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. The antagonistic Pharisees rejected both the asceticism of John and the ordinariness of Jesus. They wanted neither joy nor sorrow. It was a catch-22, a no-win situation. Or, as the old American idiom goes, damned if you do and damned if you don't. Unfortunately, this attitude can also describe the mental atmosphere in which some people live their entire lives. It's a problem of discontent, looking for happiness and never finding it because they always see what is wrong. It is a myth of the modern affluent society that we can and should attain true happiness in this life. I don't think we can do that, because there will always be something missing. Everything is fluctuating in our material world. That is its very nature. God is the only thing that does not change. He is always merciful and loving. There are two ways that we can find happiness in this world. First, by striving for union with God, who is true happiness itself and the fulfillment of our being. And second, by striving to be content in our daily lives with what has been dealt to us. Contentment does not depend upon external circumstances of good times and financial security. Contentment is a frame of mind rooted in God, who enables us to accept each moment that comes to us as the best there can be. If we are content with our lives as God has allowed them to unfold, we will paradoxically end up being happy. The children Jesus describes in the marketplace are discontent. So too were those who questioned and attacked Jesus. Nothing would ever please them. Let us not be like this generation. If we root ourselves in God, the Lord of the universe, our creator, redeemer, sanctifier. We can accept each moment and event with peace. We may not agree with it or like it, but we are convinced it comes from love and will lead us closer to love itself.